Is it worth it? I'm talking about streaming video. Despite the technical challenges, the reach and impact of digital ministry make it an essential tool for today's world. We're going to look at some of the stats that tell the story about this and more next on the Church Solutions Podcast.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacy and Phil Thompson.
Welcome, folks, to episode number 800 and what is this? Number 485 of the Church Solutions Podcast.
And my name is Steve Lacy. We're going to jump right to 800 and something, huh?
Give us an extra 400 or so. It feels like it sometimes, especially. It feels like it. I got my numbers mixed up. I looked at the thing and it was 485 and I saw 854. Did you ever have that problem? Ever get your numbers mixed up?
I don't know. No, I don't think so. Maybe with a phone number. You know what I mean?
I get them mixed up occasionally. I don't know why, but I do. So anyhow, it's actually 485. But hey, who's keeping count? So let's talk about, before we get into what we're going to talk about, a couple things I want to bring up. One is it's been 24 years.
Oh, really? Yeah, I was getting a bunch of LinkedIn happy anniversary. I'm like, whoa, what is this all about? So, yeah, it was August of 2001 when the first product as a side project of mine hit the streets. So, yes, I remember it well. It was a very exciting time.
Yeah, so that product was myflock.com. The company is JSL Solutions, so we don't keep people in the dark here too much. But the company you started was JSL Solutions, and of course we have StreamingChurch.tv and other products. But the first one was myflock.com.
Yes, and actually at this time, it was myflock.net.
That's right.
I was interested in purchasing myflock.com, and it was not available. And the guy said that owned it, that I could purchase it from him for $10,000.
And I was like, what a deal.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't got $10,000. I have $10,000. So let's go with myflock.net because it was available and it was probably only $10 to register.
We're talking about domains here.
Yes, domains.
That are new to what we're getting at here. Yeah. So myflock.com is the myflock.net is the domain that you purchased.
Yes, that I purchased. And then, I don't know, maybe 6 months in or something, I just did another search and myflock.com became available. And I purchased it. So back in probably around 2001, but it was originally not available. And all of our product stuff, I'm sure you don't remember this, but was all myflock.net.
I do remember that. And I've got to interrupt you here for a moment. Move your camera a little bit because Michael Gray, who does our marketing, says that you need to be centered better because he takes these clips. That's better.
It's
a behind the scenes thing here, folks. We won't edit this. I will just leave it in there because we're real people here. We're authentic. Yeah. So just center. That looks good. Yeah. But he was telling me, hey, he needs to center himself because when we do the clips on social media, it looks like he's sideways or something. So. All right. Well, anyhow, congratulations. 24 years.
My microphone is off-center. Yeah.
Now move your microphone.
It cannot move, so.
All right.
You have to see my setup here.
All right. So, 24 years. Congratulations. And by the way, I not only congratulate you, but I'm also very grateful for you. Not because you started a company, but I just sometimes I feel like I need to express my gratitude. You're one of them I'm very grateful for.
I'm very grateful for you as well. You've been here.
Thank you.
From early days.
So. Yes, I have. Yeah. And All right. So we're going to get into some stats here about video and streaming video. So keep an open mind, folks, because the topic here, and by the way, if you want to read the notes or at least some resemblance of the notes that we're going to be using here, you just go to streamingchurch.tv/blog. Did I get that right?
That'll do it.
And that's the notes in there. And there's some stats in here. And the title, at least at this time, is called "Is Streaming Video for Churches Really Worth the Trouble?" And I know that this is cut. People are going like, well, I mean, you're a streaming video company. Of course you're going to say it is. Well, yeah, but we have some stats here that you might be interested in. But before we do that, we have a webinar coming up, at least we hope. And it is going to be, this is the month of August, and it's going to be August 19th. And it's going to be 2 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern time. We changed the time a little bit.
Oh, so that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, 2 o'clock in the afternoon on August 19th. So if you hear this podcast or watch it or whatever, and the webinar is called "Amplify Your Ministry: Drive Live Stream and Website Growth with Outreach Tools." And outreach tools are complements of outreach marketing. So if you don't know about outreach marketing, Jamie Stoller is going to be our guest. We hope. And I say that because we've kind of lost contact with him, but I'm sure he'll be there. And outreach marketing, I used this when I started my churches, and I actually used it at your church Alive when I became executive pastor there. And then when I started my own church, I used a lot of outreach marketing tools, and I used them later on. So I like outreach marketing. We met one of the guys from outreach marketing last year at the Glue Hackathon. Stephen Foster, I think is his name. And Stephen referred us to Jamie. And so we're going to do the webinar. So that is going to be August 19th at 2 p.m. Eastern. And you can sign up for free at webinar.streamingchurch.tv.
That's correct.
All right.
Yeah. So sign up. And we need to change that subtitle.
Why?
Do you remember? We ran it by me and I said, we need to change it to this.
Oh, what and is it? What are we changing it to?
It's not about driving your live stream and website growth. This is about growing your ministry.
All right.
Using, growing your ministry, leveraging your live stream and website.
I'm sure people are like going, what get to is the he topic talking about? Here. But if you go to webinar.streamingchurch.tv, did we change it or did we not change it?
We did not.
All right.
We need
to talk to Michael about that. All right.
Yeah.
Anyhow, go to the webinar because who knows what's going to happen. We don't know if the guy's going to show up. We don't know if it's even going to be the same topic.
An awesome puppet show.
It might be. It might be. Who knows what's going to happen here? It'll be something, though. We'll do a dog and pony show. All right. Look. There are benefits to streaming video. Let's talk a little bit about them and let's talk about some stats. Shall we?
Shall we? We shall.
Well, we have some time. All right. So in the notes, we have, if you do streaming video, you are expanding your reach. You are expanding your global footprint. And, that's not a bad thing. I mean, what's the word I'm looking for when it comes to footprint? There's the environmental footprint stuff that some people don't like. But if you do streaming video, your church is no longer limited to just, you know, a few people inside your building, right? I mean, you have the ability to reach more people with streaming video. Am I right or am I wrong?
Oh, that's absolutely right.
Okay.
So, yes. I mean, and you should take every advantage to try to expand your reach. And this is
I think you should.
Yeah.
Some people don't.
There's all kinds of avenues, right? There's that are out there that are nearly free and some free as well, but we are getting into all of them. But, you know, social media is one that's can be free and that's in ways to expand your reach and reach your community. Streaming video is one of those. There's all kinds of different tools.
Yeah, and you know, I'll go ahead and beat this drum again. I mean, if you look in the scriptures, Jesus went to where the people were. And so, you know, he was in the different places where they were at, marketplace, synagogues, whatever. And so my argument is, let's go to where the people are. And so the people are online. And so you do streaming video. You expand that ability. You can possibly reach some of those people. You can also reach people that are not able to come to your facility. These are all no-brainers, right? I mean, if you're sick, you've got a disability, if you've got age-related issues, it certainly can increase their ability to watch the service and be a part of the service as much as they can. Yeah. It's a great digital front door. I'm sorry, were you going to elaborate on
that? I was just going to say that when we started doing this streaming thing, that was the norm, I think, is people say, oh, for the shut-ins that can't get to church, yeah. I can see where that would make a lot of sense, you know? And the culture was around, oh, yeah, that's great for those that can't. And now it's just second nature to be able to watch online. So for everything.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Which we're getting to here in a moment. So but it's still very valid, right? I mean, there's still people.
It's not valid, but it's the scope has increased quite a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great digital front door. And by digital front door, we mean people today, when they're looking for a church, they move into a new neighborhood, they start having kids maybe, and they, we should go back to church. They're going to look online. They're going to see what's out there. They're going to look for your church in the area and your live stream, your website, of course, but your live stream is a great, or could be a great first impression. And so, you know, you don't have to walk through the door anymore like it used to be in the good old days. And you always tell the story of one of your friends that went to church and had just a terrible experience. Now you can have a terrible experience watching online.
Yeah. I think the challenge for this guy was he was stuck. I mean, things started evolving and he realized, I can't just get up and leave, you know? And he so badly wanted to get up and leave, but he couldn't. So anyway.
There was a church in Junction City, Kansas, where I started a church, and there was multiple churches in that area. And I kid you not, there was a church that when the service started, they locked the doors. You could not get out.
You could not get out, or you could not get in. What was the...
Well, you could not get out. Their purpose was to keep you in.
Really?
I'm not kidding you.
That's great. Really? I would think that'd be, yeah, that's very unusual. Especially if there's like some sort of an emergency or something for
well, yeah, and I'm sure the elders or ushers, I'm sure
would open the door and would let probably, you out.
If there was a fire going on or something, hopefully they would let you out.
Or if you had a family emergency that you had to tend to.
Yeah, maybe. You have to show them proof, probably. I don't know. But yeah, so I'm just telling you.
The church will go unnamed, I'm sure.
I can't remember it. I can look it up, but yeah. No, we won't say it's not important. We won't say who it is. Yeah. Another purpose of streaming video or another benefit of streaming video is, you know, you can enhance your engagement with the next generation. Younger generations are more digitally, what do they call them? Digital natives? Is that what they call them now? They're watching stuff online all the time. We'll give you some stats here in just a moment.
They have never not known, which is kind of weird. You know, I'm sure they look at me and stuff and it's kind of weird that no, you didn't. Why didn't you were in that situation. Why didn't you just call somebody? Like, 'cause there were no cell phones back then, you know, or why didn't you do this? It's like, 'cause there was no internet and they're like, what? Yeah. Is that like the Stone Ages?
Pretty wild, right? Pretty wild. And of course, another benefit is, you know, people live busy lives. I mean, I don't know. I think it's busier now than it was 30, 40, 50 years ago. Maybe I'm wrong about that. But it just seems like there's a lot, especially if you have kids, there's a lot going on, soccer practice and all sorts of stuff. And as we've said before, there's a lot of stuff. I don't know if I want to use the word competing for your attention. I think that's maybe the word to use. But, you know, Sunday morning, you can do a lot of things now. You know, you don't have to go to church. 50, 60 years ago, it wasn't much going on. Places were closed. You know, it wasn't really a whole lot of activity. It was a day of rest. And so, you know, you go to church, right? Now, everything's open. Yeah. It's all open. Everything is. Including bars. You're
showing your age, huh?
I know, right? But, you know.
Which reminds me of there was a a guy that was running a ministry out of his bar. So it was,
Yeah. I thought about that actually at one point. We had what we call the Blue Laws in Junction City, Kansas. I was there 8 years pastoring, and where I was at, you couldn't buy liquor on Sundays, and none of the bars were open on Sunday in Junction City, Kansas.
Yeah, it so was that way little, here in Tucson for a while.
Was it? I don't remember.
Yeah, when we first moved here, yeah, they had the Blue Laws as well.
Hmm. I don't remember that.
Buy alcohol before noon on Sunday.
Really? I guess so. I guess, yeah, man, now you mentioned it. I think you're probably right. Well, this is all day, I think, in Junction City. You can do it all day. You could not. You know, this is Kansas. Again, flexibility, busy lives, lots of things out there. It's cost effective. It's really, instead of building another campus, instead of, doing a bunch of different things, if you do streaming video, really, it's become even more cost effective now than ever. And so it's it's not real expensive, relatively speaking. So let's talk about numbers. You know, you're a numbers guy, right? Let's talk about numbers. I mean, maybe these don't stick out to you, but they will to some people. According to Pew Research Center, survey conducted in November of 2022. By the way, we have something in 2025 as well. 27% of U.S. adults regularly watch religious services online or the TV, and this includes 10% who only watch virtually and 17% who regularly do both in person and online. So, again, substantial number of online activity there, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to what are the numbers for people that are would claim a church home? It's like 40%, 50%. Do you remember that stat?
I don't remember.
It's around there, but it,
I don't remember.
Or maybe 50% of people that could claim a church home. They said, you know, do you go to church? Yeah, I was there Easter, and be able to say, yeah, I went to this church. That's, or say what church, you know, which is your church. So, I mean, that makes it even a little more impressive that if it, that number is like 40, 50%, and 27% are watching online, that means that over half of those that are participating in religious activities are watching online. So
there you go. 43% of regular virtual viewers watching online say they do it because it's convenient. Convenience is the key.
Yeah.
And again, this highlights what the practical value of streaming for those with busy lives and those kind of travel commitments and those kind of things, health
convenience
concerns.
Convenience is just driving just about everything in the marketplace now. So.
Yeah, it is. And you know, there's the other side of coin of that in ministry. And I was part of a group many, many years ago that was like, it doesn't matter if it's convenient, you just do it. In fact, we're making it too convenient for people, you know, and as Keith Green used to say, you know, there's got to be, you need to go out of your way to serve God.
It's too easy to go to church.
It's not about convenience. It's too easy. We got to make it hard for people. And it was more of a challenge. Keith Green, interesting guy.
Yeah. The stats internationally are, I mean, when it's really, really challenging to, you know, you're risking your life to go to church. That's where you find the most dedicated people. That's probably what Keith Green was driving towards.
Yeah, exactly. He was saying people weren't dedicated. Yeah.
No casual Christians around shouldn't, you know.
That's right. Bless me, Lord. Bless me, Lord. You know, it's all I ever hear. No one cares. No one, whatever. So, all right.
Is that a Keith Green song?
Enough of my singing. It's a Keith Green song. There's a lot of Keith Green songs. I've told the story here how I almost went to work with Keith Green. And, I mean, I came real close. I was invited to his ministry. And then I was not invited. And then he died. But anyhow, we won't get into that. But I did have conversations with him. And he had people in his ministry that were from the Tucson area. And so I had some connection with them. So,
uh-huh.
Yeah, I have an interesting history. If anybody ever wants to interview me about the shepherding movement in the '70s and all the goofy stuff I've done, I'll do it for free.
An early Christian artist, I assume.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Keith Green would have been late '70s.
Late '70s. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, late all 70s. Right. Yeah. Putting all my right. time frame together.
Yeah. Let's move here. Another benefit is it's reaching beyond the local boundaries. We've covered this, but a remarkable 60% of remote viewers stated the ability to watch services held far away as a reason they watch virtually, with 34% citing it as a major reason. It clearly shows the global reach potential. So, again, you never know who's watching. I mean, I remember when we first started streaming at your church Alive, I was there on staff. We had people watching in China.
We did. We had a somewhat vibrant regular service that was going on. I think it was in Africa.
Yes.
And it was pretty wild, because I don't know if you were on staff then, but they, I saw the pictures, and it was kind of a, they had set up a like a projector kind of thing, semi-outdoorsy deal. And yeah. the selling point for me is they had a some sort of a live church. The name of the church is our church is a live church. They had a live church banner set up.
I remember that.
Bunch of people. I was just like, wow, this is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Just truly amazing. High satisfaction, and approximately 2/3, 67% of U.S. adults who regularly watch religious services online or TV report being extremely or very, very satisfied with these services. Huh. So they like it.
Yeah.
And here's one that those involved in pastoral work will like. Online giving is robust. Reports from 2023 indicated that over $557.16 billion worth of donations to nonprofits were made online. Now, I'm sure that's not just church or ministry, but it certainly does give you an opportunity if you're streaming online and you have a platform like streamingchurch.tv, you could have your donate online link there that people can give on your platform and support your ministry. So it's very valid.
Yeah. And I've kind of noticed, I think everyone's kind of noticed that the whole online giving trend combined with text in church and giving via mobile, that whole wave has just taken over the traditional companies that serve the churches. They have all really focused on that. Yeah. So there's a lot of, even my churches, they just recently dropped whatever their online giving platform was and have moved to another one that's more integrated in with some other things that they're doing. So it's really had a major influence, the whole giving side of things.
Yeah, it really has.
And it's just, again, it ties right into the convenience thing. Yeah. So,
I think you may be aware of this, but when I was church online pastor at your church, I had a donation, a six-figure donation come in. And when I was...
I remember that. And it came in through the online ministry.
That's right.
And, yes.
They had to make the platform they were using to give to us, they had to make like 10 donations. Different.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I heard about this too.
Yeah.
It was fairly early in the streaming days, but it was a 100% online attender, right?
Yes. Yes. And I never got a penny of that.
No. And it was a six figure income.
I should have got 10%. Donation. I should have got 10% of that.
Yeah. Cause you were the online pastor
That's right. See, good
that,
point.
I mean, and at the time, I don't know what that represented, but it probably represented a large portion of our annual giving.
You were on the board, right? Yeah, you were on the board back then.
I can't remember what our annual giving was, but that a six-figure donation. Yeah. And that was, we need to interview. Do you know who it was?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't made public who it was, but that would be a great interview. So we need to go and find out who that was. And because they made, I would assume they're a person of means, and we had a significant impact on their life to the point where they said, man, I'm going to give to this church, and I'm not just going to give, I'm going to give big.
He was involved in the political arena in Tucson, in Arizona. Yeah. But, but the whole point of me saying all this is just because, I mean, you never know who's going to give out there. And so, you know, we're not doing it for money, right?
I mean, you're not doing it for
listening to this podcast and those in ministry. You don't do what you do for money. If you do, you're in the wrong area, the wrong place. But if you give people an opportunity to give, you just never know who's going to give. And again, your ministry affects people. So, you know, if you're doing something that's affecting people in a positive way, many of them will respond, and they'll respond in different ways. And many times they will give. And so nothing wrong with that.
That contribution and that connection with this person never would have happened if we weren't streaming online.
I think that's true. I think that's very true. Yeah.
I mean, the other thing, you made a comment. I used to listen to a podcaster that he had a deal. I'm trying to think of it. I think it's like 48 days to the job you love. I can't remember his name, but he was kind of a businessman, Christian guy, popular podcast, very successful. And he was always say, if you want to get into a business, do not get into anything church related. He says, there's no money in it. He said, they're the most challenged industry you could ever get in. Cause then at the time I was listening, this guy had, you know, myflock.com, and I'm thinking, oh, he's telling me, you know, you don't want to serve this ministry. You don't want to serve this sector. If you have a choice, don't serve ministries. Anyway.
Well, I was in Christian broadcasting for over 10 years.
Yeah, you made the same mistake, huh?
I could tell you it's right. And here we are 24 years later, and nobody's gotten rich off of this thing, right? I mean, so.
Your heart's got to be into it, and it's got to be bigger than the market opportunity, because it's
All right.
Anyway, we digress.
Right. Yeah, we digress, but that's interesting. All right. I don't know. How far do we go with this? 30% of U.S. adults go online to search for information about religion. So if you're online, if you're a church online, your ministry online, you know, people might find you if they're going to search about Christianity or about God or something. 21% use apps or websites to help them read the Bible or other religious scriptures. I just ramble on with some of these stats. 15% listen to religious focused podcasts. So that's a good chunk of people out there. And then 14% use apps or websites to help or remind them to pray.
Yeah. And it goes back to what you said earlier. You know, Jesus went to where the people are. This is all these stats just show that people are in the game of digital engagement. I mean, I'm sure everyone listening to us can say, man, my life is very different than it was, you know, a few decades ago. And the level of participation digitally and the things you do and how you do them, how you entertain yourself, how you study, how you do whatever, how you work, has all been greatly influenced by this. And if the church is not in the game of that environment, then they're just going to be losing out.
Yeah, if you're not in that environment, you can't possibly miss out. So we're out of time here now. These are some of the benefits we talked about, streaming video and doing stuff online. Are there challenges? Of course there are, and we have some of those in our notes if you go to blog.streamingchurch.tv or streamingchurch.tv/blog. You'll see some of these things that obviously, and you, if you're doing this, you know there's a cost, you know that there are challenges, but I'll suffice to say that, you know, we are trying to help ministries address those challenges. And so we have resources like the webinar coming up here and other things that we've done in the past with webinars. You can look at our past webinars. You can listen to these Church Solutions podcasts. You can go to our blog, and we're available to help you with questions. We talk to people, even people that aren't even our customers sometimes, trying to help them figure out a challenge that they have. So yeah, there's challenges to doing this, but they're minimum. They're minimal, in my opinion, compared to the benefits of doing stuff online.
Yeah, exactly.
There you
have it. All right.
All right, we're done here. Useless stats. I don't think they're useless. I think they're pretty interesting to me. They are, anyhow. Not to everybody. We had a little talk about this before. All right. Well, he's Steve Lacy. I'm Phil Thompson, and I am also grateful for you guys, or you, listening to this Church Solutions podcast. Really am. We do appreciate it, and we appreciate the fact that you will take some time out, and we hope that it helps you. And you can always subscribe to the Church Solutions podcast wherever you get your podcast. So again, he's Steve. I'm Phil. Thank you so much for your time today. Please take care of yourself and each other, and we will catch you again on another episode of the Church Solutions Podcast.